Imp Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Move along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Keep in the heart of Texas.
Come on,
Emo. Feel good.
This thing, bro.
Yeah, you know me.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the old game. The new old intro. UFC 227. Here we go. Amp Radio presents. Hashtag. Smack my picks up. Hashtag. Down with the pickness. For UFC 227. Dillashaw versus Garbrandt 2. Everybody's excited. Put the fireworks off. Get the cheering track going. It'll be held August 4th, 2018 at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. My name is Proteus. I will be your host this evening. And of course, I'll be here with the regular cast of characters. You know them, you love them. And as I say it sometimes, if you don't know them, you will love them. If you're new to the show, don't worry about it. We'll bring them in right now. This is the pick show for Amp Radio. We did a show last week. We've got the results. There is a winner. We will discuss that later. But let's bring the host in, ladies and gentlemen, so we can speed this show up, because Marco has the PFL to watch at the top of the hour. He's got a hard out. Let's bring her in, DJ Tony, the life of the party herself. Deep from North Carolina. Maybe she's on a beach somewhere. Pam from North Carolina.
Wiener was this week, because I don't think it was me, but what's up?
Wiener.
The big wiener. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, Pam, what's happening today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, something kind of cool. You know, I work for my eye doctor, and it's a small private office, so there's only two of us that work this. And I am covering for my coworker because her daughter plays softball, and they made it to the World Series of softball. So I've been covering her for all week because her daughter's playing. And they played China on Wednesday. What's today? On Wednesday, they played China, and they beat them 12-0. So so they're advancing. So I think they're in the finals of the finals. So the everything ends on Saturday, so we'll know. So I've been working my ass off, and I'm tired as shit, and it's been – raining for about 3 weeks, and I haven't been to the beach, and so I need some beach, man.
I hear you. I've been paying attention to your Instagram. I've been paying attention to your Twitter.
Oh my gosh! Have you seen all the rain? I mean, every day, freaking rain.
Follow Pam at Pandora Box. Marco will tell you about that later. So let's go ahead and bring in the other guests of the show. DJ Tony, the DJ not in the PJs, coming at us from the mean streets of Danville, California. Why don't you go ahead and bring yourself in, DJ Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Coming at you. I had to do that for my buddy Proteus. I didn't get the Mr. Perfect jingle going yet. I was like, I probably gave it away. So I'll give myself crickets on that one. Boy, Pam, I screwed that one up. Right? Shout out to Team Alpha Male.
Shout out.
Alpha Male.
All right, guys, let's move along and get the gentleman who was not on last week's show due to, life getting in the way. And you, if you're a longtime listener, you know why he was away. But let's go and bring him in. Deep from the heart of Texas. Marco from Waco, brother.
I have to take my interim belt to the White House and put it on Donald Trump's desk.
Oh, here we go.
I miss you guys. I was stuck on the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport last Thursday for hours on end waiting for my son to come out. And I'm not going to lie, Daddy almost shed a tear out, but I had to hold it in. I put it together. I got myself all together. Did not cry. I wanted to, but I didn't. Because, you know, I'm not a pussy. But I'm super
happy,
right.
Man. Good.
How long did
it go well?
He'll be here until August 27th.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Good.
He's chilling on the living room right now. I'm talking, okay, turn the PlayStation on. Whatever, leave me alone. Take care of your baby sister. I put him to do chores at this time. But now he'll be having a good time. To the water park, the skating rink, a whole bunch of 14-year-old girls surrounded him and started making friends with him, like asking him, can I be your girlfriend? Because, you know, he got that German accent.
Uh-huh.
The German accent, at least it's a good-looking kid like his daddy, so there you go.
That's what I was going to say. He's
who's
got those
daddy?
Marco from Waco jeans.
I said, who's his dad?
Enough about me and my kid. Let's talk to him, man. Let's talk to him.
All right. Nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen. Marco, it's all business. All right. But before we get into the card, though, I want to announce who won the show last week. It was very close, actually. I thought it was going to be a runaway for the winner, but it was close. It's 2 points separating everybody. Pam and I tied, and of course, the reigning defending champion. Hashtag and still DJ Tony.
The big wiener.
That's what she said, Pam. The big wiener. That's what my wife calls me. She says I'm the best Anejo she's ever met. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Shout out to my genetic makeup.
Thank you, DJ Tony. All right, so let's cue the music. To the bantamweight division we go. Cody, your boy, neck tattoo, no love, 27 years of age, 11-1, against the snake in the grass, TJ.
Oh.
TJ Dills. 32 years of age, 15-3. Of course, we have all of our fight odds coming from bestfightodds.com. Unfortunately, DJ Tony, I don't have any of them. So if you want to shout them out, that'd be great. But let's go ahead and move to Marco first. Do you have them, DJ Tony? I heard you say something.
I was like, thanks for putting me on the spot. Cody Garbrandt, a plus 100. Tyler Jeffrey Dillashaw at a minus 120.
Thank you very much, DJ Tony. Marco, since you were off last week, and of course, because you're the star of the show, let's start with you. What you got here?
Yeah, give it to the stars to say this show. I had to carry this show on my shoulders. I'm tired. Okay. Dillashaw, Cody Garbrandt, man, I love this fight. You know, this fight was good the first time around, and it's going to be good the second time around. The odds are, you know, what they should be, very close, you know, because any given Saturday, you flip a coin and these guys can beat each other, you know, senseless. I mean, Cody almost won the fight at the end of the first round, but, you know, TJ got saved by the bell, and then, of course, TJ came back and knocked Cody senseless. Dude, you know what? Don't like the fact that this rematch is happening this fast. They just fought last, what, December, November?
Yeah.
So I don't think the too many adjustments can be made. I'm going to go with the guy that won it the last time just because, you know, I think they gave Cody Garbrandt this rematch too quick. So I'm going to go with TJ Dillashaw. Not much to say about it. You know, it is the striking prowess and knockout power of Cody Garbrandt and the magician that TJ Dillashaw is with his, you know, angles and movement. So whoever hits that chin first is going to win. But I'm going to go with TJ Dillashaw. I think he's exalted with confidence because he knocked out Cody Garbrandt, took that undefeated streak away from him. So he's the fighter that, for one reason or another, is a slight favorite. It's not going to be as easy this time. You know, it's not going to be a freaking flash knockout or anything like that. I think this is going to drag out. And because of the footwork and because of the weird angles that TJ Dillashaw got, I'm gonna give it to TJ Dillashaw on points at a 48-47, super close and super entertaining unanimous decision.
Okay, 48-47, unanimous. Okay, I think you bring up some good points there, Marco, but let's go to Pam. What you got here in the main event? I mean, I know this isn't TJ Tony's favorite weight class. And, of course, the next fight on the card is not his favorite weight class either. Thank you very much, Alternative Facts. But what you got here, Pam? You think this is going to be exciting?
I think my boobs weigh more than these guys weigh. But anyway.
Pretty good.
Indeed.
You know, I think it's going to be a fun fight to watch. I don't know if you've paid attention. Well, the funny thing is, it's almost like, is there even a fight this weekend? Because there really hasn't been any promos for this. I guess because neither of them is, last name is McGregor. But anyway, Cody and TJ, I think it's going to be a great fight. You're not hearing a bunch of the silly trash talk that you were hearing on the first fight.
Right.
You know, both of them, I think fatherhood has kind of made them grow up just a little bit, but not that much. The one thing that I'm looking here with Cody is he does have that win over Cruz, but I'm going to add a quotation. He was completely off his game, in my opinion. I was there for that fight, and I was like, is this dude, is he sick or something? He was just so off his game. And, you know, and I'm looking at his fight resume. Besides Cruz, he beat Almeida, but Almeida was doing the curse of the sunglasses, wearing his sunglasses inside. So we all know what happened there. And you know, I'm still kind of questioning his fight IQ because he's still looking for that first round TKO. He has that tunnel vision, and just goes out there. That he just wants to knock people out. So you have to, you know, that can't be your meat and potatoes, so to speak. You have to have other things inside your little MMA bag of tricks. So, you know, when you go to TJ, first of all, he does have that reach advantage. Great fight IQ. He's a smart fighter. He's crafty. He's got that crazy footwork. And you know what? I'm going with TJ. I don't think it's going to go all five. I'm going to go with the third round TKO for me.
Bobby Knuckles!
All right, so let's recap real quickly. Marco going with TJ. Unanimous decision. Pam going also third round TKO. DJ Tony, let's call upon you in the main event here in the bantamweight division. One of your favorite divisions. What you got?
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't mind the bantamweight. Definitely the women's bantamweight happens to be my favorite.
Dun-dun-dun.
That's not what we're talking about? No? All right, never mind. All right, here's for the women's bantamweight. All right, but on this one, guys, you know what? I agree with Pam on this one. I kind of agree with Marco on this one. Tyler Jeffrey Dillashaw just seems to have a much better, boy, that's redundant, a better fight IQ. I just think
more
he's...
Gooder?
Yeah, I just think he handles himself a little bit more professional. Mind you, keep in mind, there's a 5 year. Yeah, there's a 5 year difference between the two. But as much as I agree with Pam and as much as I agree with Marco, I got to be the contrarian on this one. I'm going to go with what I'm actually going to go with what Gorgeous George said, guys. For whatever reason, I think Cody Garbrandt is just a better striker. I think if he doesn't fall into the stupid game that he did last time, and again, it's fight IQ, right? And Pam's right. He didn't look right. Was it his back that was bothering him?
I don't know, but his movement, I mean, it was like you would blow on him and he would fall over, you know? So it was something that was just not right. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But then again, he did beat the best, the greatest bantamweight I've ever seen in Dominic Cruz. And TJ Dillashaw, to me, is a version of the best bantamweight I've ever seen. So I'm going to go with Cody Garbrandt, guys. I think he's going to get it done just like he almost got it done in the first round last fight. Second round, TKO, Cody Garbrandt, setting up that third fight, guys.
I think TJ's nipples have superpowers, too. Have you ever looked at his nipples?
Check out the big brain on Brad.
What did you have to say, Marco?
Almost doesn't count.
One more time, Marco.
I say almost doesn't count. I almost won the lottery once, but almost doesn't count.
That's right. You're right. I agree with you 100%. And I think everybody brings up good points. I think that we're trying to guess what's going to happen in the second fight. Again, this fight, as Marco pointed out, coming out very soon after the first fight. You know, Cody Garbrandt did not have an opportunity to have a tune-up fight or have a fight in between having another championship fight. And I think that's kind of something that the UFC needs to look at. But if you're going to have a guy coming off a loss have another title fight, that's probably pretty bad for him unless he can really get things together and get his mind in the right place. I mean, this guy just had a child as well. I mean, they're showing us on Embedded. He's flying around in private jets. I don't know where Cody Garbrandt is. I think Tilly Dills is in the right place. I think he's in the right headspace. He's got his belt back. He's got that confidence, as Marco said, coming off of that first fight. And yes, there was some troubles in the first round for TJ Dillashaw. And when we did the post-fight show on this first fight, but you know, we did mention that DJ Tony called me out and he said, you know, TJ was saved by the bell. And I said, yeah, you can say that. And that's exactly, I guess, what happened. But TJ was able to shuck it off and come back and get the knockout. I'm so super glad that we haven't had the media circus or the WWE kind of promotion for this fight, as Pam had said. I think that this is great. I mean, let's just put our heads down, guys. Let's do the fight. I think TJ Dillashaw is going to be able to get it done again. I think it's going to be a different fight. I think Cody Garbrandt is going to try and be a little bit more relaxed. He's not going to try and throw caution to the wind. He's actually going to try and make it a fight. And I think TJ Dillashaw has said that as well, that he would like to put a beating down on Cody Garbrandt. Let's see what happens. But I'm going to take TJ. I'm going to take him. I don't want to say third round, Pam, like you said. So I'm going to go second round for TJ.
Okay.
I think it's also going to be a TKO, though. I don't think he's going to get a clean knockout.
Hey, that's
championship.
That's what you said to Cody Garbrandt. That private jet got nothing to do with him. That private jet company sponsors Team Alpha Male. It's all a Uriah favor deal. So, yeah. And blasphemy, man. How come you said you don't want them to promote the fight? You don't want TJ Dillashaw, Demetrius Johnson, Cody Garbrandt, Angel Seguro to make money, man. We need the Circus Santana for that, for the freaking casual that don't have a freaking clue to buy the pay-per-view so this guy can get paid because they get pay-per-view points. I know we have don't care about that, but if you care about the fighters getting paid, sometimes the Circus is necessary.
Okay, that's a good let's bring that up later, Marco, because that might be a good point, a talking point, a little bit later when we do news and notes. Sorry, I'm just writing it down.
Move along.
Hey, what did you write it down?
Okay. DJ Tony, why don't you go ahead and cue that damn music again? To the flyweight division we go. Tony's boy, Henry Cejudo, 31 years of age, 12-2, against your boy, also DJ Tony, Demetrius DJ Mighty Mouse, I know he doesn't want to be called that anymore, Johnson, 31 years of age also, 27-2-1. Woo! Pam, let's go to you in the co-main event here. What you got in the flyweight division?
Okay, hang on. I had to pick up my Charles Bingley. He was crying at the door. Okay, this fight, you know, I've been keeping up with the embedded and, you know, kind of doing my little bit of research and stuff like that. You have Demetrius Johnson, you know, 5 KOs, 11 subs, 11 decisions. This guy, he's a decisionator, you know. Hang on. I was going to pull up my screen and the cat's like right in front of me.
How you doing?
Okay.
How you
doing? So, he has, hang on. He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable. Hang on. The cat's sitting on all my papers. Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Okay. So, he's on a 13-win streak. 5 of those wins are by submission, and the rest of the decisions. Speed, conditioning, wrestling, cardio, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu. And his last win over Cejudo was a first-round TKO. Now, you go to Henry Cejudo, who, you know, in those last 2 years, he has been working on his Jiu-Jitsu, working on his boxing, working on his wrestling. And the last two fights that he's been in, he's won his last two fights. And he has looked, I mean, really amazing. The only thing that has me concerned is I think he still had like 9 pounds to lose or something like that. So that's the only thing that concerns me is his weight. But I am going out on a limb, and I'm picking Henry Cejudo because I think he is going to catch Demetrius Johnson. I think there was just that little – because if you remember that he went 5 rounds with Tim Elliott, who was – who's this guy? Who the fuck is this guy? And he went all 5 rounds. So I'm going – man, I'm going with Henry Cejudo.
Sorry, what was
this? And this is a 5. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to 3 is my number this week. I'm going with the 3rd round TKO,
okay.
I think.
3rd round TKO.
Nice.
All right, DJ Tony, I know this is your favorite weight class, so let's see what you've got to say.
I think it's more of the same, guys. I think everyone would like to see some sort of change or some sort of exciting fight. DJ's just better than everybody else. I don't care if you put Henry Cejudo up 10 more times. What's frightening is what Pam said. He still has 9 more pounds to cut. I'm surprised if he's going to make championship weight. And if he does, is he going to be a shell of himself? I'm going DJ, Proteus. I'm going DJ like he always does. I think he'll finish him in the 4th round. So I'm going DJ, like always, beating everybody that's in front of him that's in the women's flyweight. I mean, the flyweight division. Sorry. My bad.
Stupid.
So let's talk about that for a second, Tony. If Cejudo has that.
Proteus, you're off the mic.
Tony, what round and what method?
4th submission, 4th round submission, DJ.
Okay.
Sorry, DJ Tony, was I off the mic?
Yes, sir.
You were.
Oh, I apologize. So,
okay.
Are you going with Demetrius, right? Yeah?
DJ, fourth round submission.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that this fight is going to be a little bit more interesting than the first fight. I mean, the narrative around this fight right now is that Henry Cejudo has had, you know, 2 years to improve, and that, like, DJ hasn't. You know, it's, and we've seen this on the Embedded. I mean, this conversation is not new from me. This is a new idea. I think that DJ is just looking much fresher from what we've seen on the Embedded. Like you guys said, like, you know, Cejudo might have 9, 6, 8 pounds. We don't really know, right? Because sometimes they lie to us. But I think that what I've seen from Cejudo doesn't look great, guys. It doesn't give me a bunch of faith that he's going to make weight. And this is the thing with this division, because, you know, DJ has been able to dominate this division, but that's because it's his natural weight. And we've talked about this before on the show, guys, and maybe this is the division where we can see that if you come down in weight, it really hurts you. And the guy who is dominant at that particular weight, he's just going to kick your ass every single time. I'm going to go with DJ as well. I think this is going to be a bit of a better fight than the first one. I'm going to go third round. I want to say submission, but I think make TKO. And I apologize for any audio issues we had earlier on. I apologize. Marco, what you got?
So, my apologies needed, by the way. Blasphemy calling the mightiest of the mightiest of the mouse a decisionator. 7 of his title defenses have been finishes. A knockout
right.
of Joseph Benavidez, a TKO of Cejudo, a flying freaking suplex armbar of Ray Borg, Wilson Hayes, Horoguchi. I mean, come on. No, he's not a decisionator. He just takes his time sometimes to finish you, but he finishes you. And the armbar is his favorite freaking submission. So, no, he's not a decisionator. Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
We saw the fight the first time, and I got no reason to believe that it's going to be any different this time. I mean, yeah, freaking Cejudo was saying, I know what to expect now because I've been in the cage with him. He was in the cage for like 3 minutes with Demetrius Johnson, and then Demetrius Johnson dispatched him. He was not in there for 25 freaking minutes, feeling that pace, feeling that relentless freaking knees and elbows and grinding. No, there's nothing make me believe that Cejudo got what it takes. I mean, undeniably, he had 2 years to get better. To be honest, he had got better. His striking is much more polished. You know, his wrestling is second to none for his credentials, you know, Olympic gold medalist. But that is Olympic wrestling. It's not MMA wrestling. And even when Demetrius Johnson had been in trouble, enter John Dodson, enter even freaking Tim Elliott, he finds a way to turn it around, and on the championship rounds is none better. Demetrius Johnson is a heavy favorite for a few reasons, and now that we're finding out that Henry Cejudo is probably going to have a really hard cut, he's going to be a little bit diminished on the fight, so if he goes to the championship rounds, it's going to be ugly. The Mighty Soul Mouse is going to win this fight. He's going to win it by 4-round armbar because, you know, he loves the armbar, so he's going to get an armbar. And then he's going to get on the mic and say, TJ Dillashaw, Cody Garbrandt, you don't need to come down to 125. I'm going to go out to 135 and take your title and be going to champ too. That's just my wishful thinking. But I want him to do that so then we start recognizing Demetrius Johnson for his greatness. But give me Demetrius Johnson by 4-round
on okay.
Championship.
All right. So let me recap this fight packs. Oh, man. Fight picks. Pam is going with Cejudo in the third round. TKO. DJ Tony going with also DJ. Fourth round submission. Proteus is going with DJ third round TKO. And Marco going with DJ fourth round submission. All of these are very, very good picks. Look, guys, let's have a quick conversation here, because there's a little bit of, maybe not so much hype going on with these two fights, you know, the main and the co-main event. I think even though we're seeing, rematches of these particular fights, and, I disagree with Dillashaw and the Garbrandt fight at this particular time, but maybe Cejudo has been able to climb the ladder and got back to, as Marco, like you said, he has been looking better. So let's just quickly discuss these two fights. So what do you think? Should the UFC have done this, or is it a little bit desperate? Marco.
My bad, I'm sorry. The fights are what they are. I mean, Cejudo ends his fight. You know, he beat Sergio Perez, he beat Luis Ortiz.
Yeah.
So, on his case, yeah, he put himself in the position to be the number one contender. I don't have a problem with the fight. It is a 2-year difference between, the first time they fought and now. So there's a space in between. So it doesn't look desperate. I mean, everybody wanted a TJ versus DJ fight. They could have put it together. The money wasn't right. But I think there is a reason they're putting these two fights together, because my feeling is that they actually want to put the winner, Garbrandt-Dillashaw versus Demetrius Johnson in the future. You know, you got to bank on your best fighter. You know, your best fighter in this whole card is Demetrius Johnson. And you have to predict to the future. Even if Cejudo wins, there is money on the rematch with Demetrius Johnson, because Demetrius Johnson will get an immediate rematch. The only one that I got a problem with is the Garbrandt-Dillashaw fight. A little too close. They should have been a little bit more of breathing room in between this fight. That one was made because the Dominic Cruz wasn't available. And nobody else was really Asunção, nobody's screaming for Asunção to get a title shot. I mean, he wins his fight, but not exciting, dude. And then the closest guy would be Moraes. But Moraes is still, I think, is one fight away, one big fight away for making his case. And, of course, Rivera shed the bet. So there you go.
Yeah.
So for now, the fight, for lack of a better, another better option, makes sense. It's going to clear out a lot of what is going to happen, on the division. It's sad that this car is super top heavy, but in the bottom of it, not much to talk about, really. No, except for hopefully we're going to talk about Cobb Swanson versus Moicano.
But
that's
coming
what next. I think about these two fights.
Pam, you got anything to say here? I think there's a problem with both divisions, bantamweight and flyweight, at the moment. But what do you think about these two fights?
Well, I think this is they had to make this fight. It's a fight they had to make. But at the same time, if you look at the card that we watched last week, in my opinion, that was pay-per-view worthy, because the fights all the way down to the pre-fights is a great card. Three co-mains, the three main event, on the main card, the three fights, and then it kind of a little bit falls apart after that. And this is a pay-per-view card, So I don't know. I wish that they would just plan out these cards better and make a pay-per-view a freaking pay-per-view,
Yeah, I do know.
Who are we? Who are we? We're peons.
We're just the minions. That's right.
Right.
We're just the hardcore fans that supply the UFC with their base money. Anyways, moving on. Cue the music, DJ Tony. To the featherweight division we go. Renato Moicano. Hey, I don't know. I can't pronounce his last name. Sorry, somebody else can do that for me. DJ Tony.
That guy.
No. I couldn't tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna try. Renato Moicano. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Coanano. All right. We'll just do that. Okay, so 27 years of age, 11-1 against our boy, Cubby Sampson, 34 years of age, 25-9. DJ Tony sent me the odds here. Cub Swanson is at a +310.
Really?
And Moicano
what?
At a -370. Let's
wow.
throw to you, DJ Tony, since you gave me the odds. Let's throw to you. What you got?
Here's a problem
what
with
the fight?
Here's a problem with Tonato Moicano Carnejo. Here's a
Carnejo.
Problem with him. Who has he fought? I mean, Brian Ortega beat him with a last ditch, like he always does, right? Last ditch submission guillotine. Beat Calvin Kattar. Calvin Kattar is legit, but that was a decision. Split decision with Jeremy Stephens. Who the F is that guy? And then it just goes on to other people that we don't know. Cub Swanson is legit, guys, but Cub Swanson, I think he's had a lot of fights. I mean,
yeah.
25-9, I don't know how many fights. I think in the vlog he said it's his 25th UFC fight. Lost to Frankie Edgar, decision, tough fight. Lost to Brian Ortega, submission. Artem Lobov, decision. Really, Artem? I think Marco beat Artem in the airport. Duhoy Choi, that was an incredible fight. Perhaps the fight of the year for 2016, right? Calagiri, then he lost to, obviously, Hakran Diaz, lost to Max Holloway, lost to Frankie Edgar. I think Cub Swanson is in the twilight of his career. Love the guy. Great guy. He's fighting at home. I think he's going to lose, though, guys. And I think it's going to be a decision. I'm going Renato Moicano Carnejo be a decision over one of a legend, which is Cub Swanson.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to go next here, guys. I think that Cub Swanson, with what we're seeing on him on the embedded, looks like he's kind of ready to go. I think his body is looking a bit different than he usually does. And I know, you know, number 10, Renato Moicano, is looking tough. You know what I mean? And like you said, DJ Tony hasn't really won against anybody. Kevin Swanson. Yeah, thank you. You threw me off, but that's okay, though. Don't worry about it. Listen, I mean, going against Brian Ortega, getting a fight of the night, even though he got submitted, I mean, that's the main name he's fought. I think that Cub Swanson, even though that you're down on him, DJ Tony, is one of those guys. He's one of those guys that we want to cheer for. I mean, Cubby Sampson, he always comes through. I think Cubby Sampson's going to be able to get this one done. I think he's going to probably get this one done, second round TKO. I think Cub is going to go to the body on this one and kind of hurt Moicano to the body. But just kind of like we saw Aldo do last week. So I'm going to go ahead and take Cub Sir by a second round TKO body shots. Thank you, Marco. I'm actually going to specify.
You're learning. Don't bother.
Thank you. Okay, Marco, why don't you go ahead next? On this one, I think these three fights are the main fights that we need to speak about. And I think this one is pretty interesting as well because it kind of tells us where Cub Sampson is. Cubby Sampson.
Yeah. You know what? I like this fight, but doesn't it get the feel that they're trying to feed the old lion to the young lion in this one?
Yeah.
I mean, Moicano comes with a lot of hype. Yes, he had that one loss to Brian Ortega, but he was freaking beating the crap out of Ortega before that guillotine. I mean, let's not freaking beat around the bush. He was winning the fight. And he beat Jeremy Stephen, and Jeremy Stephen is not a nobody. So, man, I had that feeling, though. You know, when everybody was up in arms that Duke Hoshoi was the next coming of Jesus, and then he faced Cobb Swanson and he gave us the fight of the ages. Cobb Swanson loved to be the spoiler of the party, especially with his young Lions, man. And I got the feeling that we're going to see something like that again, because Moicano is a guy that likes to come forward and engage. And that is tailor-made for Cobb Swanson. He loves to engage. I'm going to pick Cobb Swanson in a greedy, bloody, fight of the night, fight of the freaking year candidate kind of fight, and I'm winning a split decision. I'm going to give it that close. It's going to be that close. It's going to be a split decision. 28-27, 27-28, 28-27, but you're winning by a split decision, Cobb Swanson. I just got that feeling that it's going to be that kind of fight. This is, by the way, this is the first ever split decision that I have called in the show in 2 years.
Sorry, that's my cat. I apologize if you can hear that.
I know. Annoying cat.
Pam, what you got here on this fight?
Okie dokie.
You're not
going to
fall for the best.
Leaning towards a little bit what Tony was saying, I was looking at, what'd you call him, Conejo? Anyway, that means rabbit in Spanish. Anyway, Renato and Cobb Swanson. I can't believe he's a plus 310. That's crazy. You know, great ground game, scrambling, jiu-jitsu, cardio striking. He's creative, and he can take a punch. And I was looking at Renato. And, you know, his fight resume, who has he fought? Both of them have losses to Ortega with the guillotine choke. But you look at the losses of Cobb Swanson, losses to Edgar, Ortega, Holloway. I mean, come on. This guy, Renato, hasn't even fought these guys. So both of them have wins over Jeremy Stephens, who, that, you know, I would say that's something. That's a crazy dude to be fighting, but I got to go with Cobb Swanson. He comes there to fight. He comes here to put on a show. He's at home. I think it's going to be a great fight. You know, his last six wins have been by decision, and I want to hope that he gets out of that rut. I want to go with a TKO, and you know what? I'm going with round number three because I was looking at Renato's. He's a three-rounder kind of guy, so I'm taking Cobb TKO in the third round.
Chingazos.
Body shots. Did you, for real chingazos, man.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting fight as well. I mean, the top three fights are going to be very, very interesting.
Does anybody know what his contract is?
Cubby?
Oh, he just renewed.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's good. He got like a 6-5 year or something like that. He got a long contract. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's good to go.
Damn.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, guys, let's move on to everyone's favorite segment of the show. Hashtag Spotlight Fight of the Night.
Spotlight.
No. That is slim pickings on this one. I'm going to go ahead and go first on this one. Let me just put Spotlight down here. Yep. Pro is going to give you right to the first fight of the Fight Pass prelims. Marlon Vera versus TJ Who's Your Mama, the Beastmaster. I just don't know why Marlon Vieira is down here on the Fight Pass prelims. I'm going to be honest with you guys. So that's that. I'm going to take Vera. I'm going to take him by first round TKO. Marco, what you got here? Spotlight fight of the night.
I picked the Pedro Munoz fight. I don't remember the name he's fighting.
Johns?
John, thank you. Man, I was slipping my mind. I got out of the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Pedro Munoz fight. I'm picking Pedro Munoz. He's going to grind this guy out and submit him in the second round. Yes, because he's that good. And we need some turnaround on his division anyway. So give me Pedro Munoz for his second round submission. Because I am incredible. Yeah, Just call me Mr. Incredible from now on. Oh, wait, that is
all right, we will.
Copyright it, sorry. Can't do it.
I don't know if we'll be able to copyright it, though. Pam.
No, it's already copyrighted. I don't want to get sued, man. I can't do it.
Exactly. Pam, what do you got? Pam, what do you have for your spotlight fight of the night?
Well, my fight was Chito Rivera. Marlon Chito Vera and Spirit, and I was actually going decision on that one.
All right, well,
I like
we'll take it. And it'll come down to it. If I'm going to win or you're going to win, that'll be the decision maker. Don't you worry about that. All right?
Okie dokie, Smokey.
All right. DJ Tony, spotlight fight of the night, please.
My spotlight fight of the night, and don't cue the music on this one. My spotlight fight of the night is Beth Cohea versus Irene Aldana.
Oh, my goodness.
Discriminating. Are you implying that they are not that good looking?
Not really, no. But I do like Irene Aldana. Listen, my spotlight fight of the night, just as Pam would call it, the bathroom fight, Danielle Taylor will fight Weili Zhang. I'm sure I butchered that, and it sounds like I'm saying a bad word in Mandarin. But Danielle Taylor will fight Weili Zhang. That's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your winner for your spotlight fight, TJ?
I'm going Danielle Taylor via decision in that Danielle Taylor type of fight, Marco, where she pretends like she's hitting somebody, but she's really hitting air. But that's the fight I'm going with.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Well, that's the conclusion of hashtag smack my picks up. But Marco brought up the a point that we maybe should talk about, because it kind of ties into what this pay-per-view is trending towards. Because it's trending towards not doing great numbers. And Marco was saying to us, you know, why do we not want to see a promotion or WWE kind of a promotion? Let's put this into perspective. We have two of the lighter weights in the men's division. We have a rematch, as Marco, as we have stated, it doesn't have any merit. And of course, we've got DJ, who's going against Henry Cejudo in his rematch. And he's been a dominant champ. So, Marco, I'm going to throw straight to you on this topic, because I'm sure you've got something to say. Would the promotion, would that WWE promotion actually help this fight, especially with what we've seen in the numbers trending lately? Do you think that would really matter?
Well, first of all, it's not WWE, it's fight promotion, dude, because in a fight business, boxing especially, historically speaking, when there is hype for a fight, it does good business. And you've seen the show boxing puts, man, it's 10 times more ridiculous than the show that we put on the USC. So I get a little bit annoyed about that. They need to promote the fight because that's what it's a fight promotion. Now, the fighters have to put up a little bit of input on it, because there was a lot of hype for the first Cody Garbrandt TJ Dillashaw fight, not so much the second time around, because there's no media attention. I like the fighters to get paid, man. The only reason this fight, especially if they don't get paid, it is because there is hype for the fight. People buy the pay-per-views and they get pay-per-view points. I know with the purists don't like it, but I like it. I like the sideshow. I like the circus because it makes me interested in the fight. It makes me pay attention more. You know, I like the guys that I like to do well, not only on the fight beast and the fight itself, but on their life and their business, on their paychecks, you know. And this whole scene, historically speaking, on prize fighting, is tied up to how many pay-per-views you sell. yeah, the pay-per-view business is doing a little bit, it's a little bit down right now. But, you know, it is not, let's put it in perspective. The only other entity that does pay-per-views is boxing. And they do one or two pay-per-views a year, because if they do any more than that, they tank worse than the USA. The WWE got completely out of the pay-per-view business because they were making no money. They were making 80 to 50,000 pay-per-view buys by the time they got out with the WWE network. They were really tanking on the pay-per-view business. The only entity that is making a profit out of pay-per-view right now is the USC. All they need to sell for the USC to make a profit is 150,000 pay-per-views. That is the number. After 150,000, it's all gravy. Below, they lose money. 150,000, they're breaking even. Above, they're making money. So even if people complain, oh, the numbers suck, this and that, of all the entities that do pay-per-view, out there, boxing, WWE, you know, freaking bare-knuckle fighting, kickboxing, all the motherfuckers that put a pay-per-view, only people that are making money is the USC. Now, yeah. Could the numbers be better? Yes, it will. What do they need? They need media hype. And I think the ESPN move is going to help out a lot because it's going to be more visibility. Right now, you're on the divorce period. You know, we're breaking up with Fox, you know. I got a side piece over there waiting for me. They got bigger tits, you know, ESPN.
Okay.
So, and Fox is like, yeah, I don't need you neither because I got my new girlfriend, WWE. So they're just going through the divorce period. They're separating. Okay, you get the car, you get the kids.
All right, Marco.
I don't know. So
we need to move on to Pam because we need to end the show. I get where you're going there.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. We need it.
So yeah, cap it up.
We need it.
No, it just seems like they pick and choose which fights that they want to promote. And that's what I'm saying. I was being kind of sarcastic a little bit ago when somebody asked me, they talk about the fight. And I said, oh, is there a fight this weekend? I didn't know. Because there hasn't been, unless you're watching FS1, which I watch in the morning before I get ready for work, that's the only time you see it. But before, all the other, you'd see promos all over the place. And you're not seeing anything. So, you know, and then they wonder why they don't have the pay-per-view sales because they're not promoting, you know. But.
Yeah, it's a hard state of affairs. Maybe there's too much on the schedule. Maybe they can't promote everybody. You know who I'm happy for? Viana versus Aldridge. I'm glad that they're on the pay-per-view. Hopefully they're getting some pay-per-view points on that one because that would help those ladies. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about this to, you know, fighter rights to we're blue in the face, but let's go ahead and get out of here for this week. Marco, it was so nice to have you back again. I hope that you have a great time with your son, and I hope that he gets to know everybody really well and it works out well for everybody. And we talked about it last week on the show and we were all very happy for you, but let's go ahead and get into Twitter follows of the week, guilty pleasures of the week. Pam, what you got? Twitter follow, guilty pleasure, what you got?
Oh, you know what? My guilty, I'm not doing a Twitter follow because I've been so crazy busy at work. I've been kind of watching Harlots on, I think it's, is it Hulu or Amazon? I forget which one, but Harlots, it's pretty good. About hookers back in the olden days.
Oh, all right. DJ Tony, you got a Twitter follow or you got a guilty pleasure? What do you got?
You know what? I'm going to give a Twitter follow to that you guys gave a shout out. But you know what? We deserve it too. Like Marco said, we've been doing this 2+ years. We're self-funded, running our own show here, doing the best we can, and actually getting pretty good numbers.
$3.99.
Yeah, shout out to us at another MMA cast. I will say this one show I've been watching, Pam, that you might get a kick out of is Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. Don't ask me why I'm watching that, but I am.
Oh,
maybe I like watching rats and mice and cockroaches in kitchens. That's not gross.
Real.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
All right, guys. Listen, my... It's not going to be a Twitter follow or anything. It's going to be a podcast shout out.
Films to Be Buried With is what it's called. It's a British podcast. I think it's very interesting. You should check it out. It's kind of like, you know, if you were on an island, what kind of movies would you bring with you? And he interviews like top stars. All our British fans already know about this one already. Anyways, check it out. Films to Be Buried With. Marco, give us your guilty pleasure and let's get out of here for this week. What you got?
My guilty pleasure is a podcast called Unexplained with Richard McLennan Smith. He tells us stories that are like, you know, pretty interesting, intense. Of course, the theme is unexplained, so it goes from the paranormal to mysteries to people that have been getting lost and then explanations for it. A British guy, I love the podcast. It's really entertaining. It all comes out only once every 2 weeks. So he makes you wait, and then the podcast lasts about an hour, and it's like a storytelling. So you just sit down, relax, and enjoy, and get freaked out sometimes because some of the stories are pretty freaky. And sometimes he lets you hang, and you have to wait for the next week for the second or third part. Follow Tony.
Hang on, Marco. PFL, 30 seconds.
PFL, 30 seconds. You know, watch it. That's it. Watch it. I did not do my homework this weekend. I just want to watch it.
Jason High, right?
Watch it. Jason High, you know, he got another chance. He's going to push another freaking referee, and, you know, nothing's going to happen to him.
Go ahead, Marco.
Follow Tony. I am DJ Tony. Follow Producer of Produce. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Rate and review us now. Go ahead. Give us, you know, 5 stars. If you give us 4 stars, I'll charge your daughter and punch you in the nose. give us a good review, you know. Tell us what you think, what we can do better, how we can improve, you know. Thanks to the sponsors. You know, with that, I'll leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights. Peace out.
And just like that, Pammy.
We are out of here.
That's right.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
We're going to smoke you.
Crickets.
Who the fuck is that guy?